Rio de Janeiro's got a reputation as a violent city. Here's one example why. That's what Rio's massive Rocinha favela sounded like a couple of weeks ago. The gunfire went on for more than 3 hours. And this is one of the Rio favelas that was supposed to be pacified ahead of this summer's Olympic Games. That means that for the past few years, military police have occupied Rocinha and a few dozen other slums. But what did that actually do to bring peace? The world's Will Carlos went to Rocinha to find out.
City officials have long claimed Rocinha as one of the big success stories of Rio's pacification project, UPP. For years now, they've said that Rocinha is under police control and the drug dealers that ran the favela have been kicked out, taking their guns with them.
No, that's not true.
That's Obadan Basilio Sugas, better known as Obi. He runs a guest house high up on the hill in Rocinha, and he's my guide when I report in the community.
Because I see drug traffickers in here, with police, and I think the pacification not working in this community. I don't know about the other ones, because I don't live in the other ones, but for this community here, the pacification doesn't work.
I wanted to go and see where that gun battle had happened a few days later, but Obi warned it was too dangerous. People were still jumpy, he said. Better to wait a week. So we did.
Obi and I are going to go take a walk, go take a look at some of the gunshot holes and talk to some local residents.
Most of Rocinha is a warren of damp, smelly alleyways. Houses cling to the mountain, and every now and then there are these extraordinary views across the ocean.
Do you come up here much?
No.
As we climb higher into the favela, we start to see bullet holes. And then we emerge into one alleyway that looks like a battle zone. The walls are perforated with hundreds of holes. And that's when the gangsters show up. Two sour-faced guys covered in tattoos approach us, demanding to know who we are and what we're doing. They tell us to wait while they radio up the mountain. After a few tense moments, they get the okay from someone further up the chain of command. One of them tells me I can take photos. The other guy disappears, and he comes back with a submachine gun. He sits down, machine gun on his lap, and watches me snap a few photos. It's obvious he doesn't want us there, and we don't linger. A few minutes later, we're back on the open street, right next to a military police car. I'm kind of floored by all this. So I sit down a few days later with Silvia Ramos, who studies criminality and security at Rio's Cândido Mendes University. She tells me I should steer clear of some of the favelas.
You shouldn't go there.
But I thought the whole point of this was to go in, to take the people from the top, to kick them out, and to take over. If that's not happening, then pacification isn't happening.
No, you're totally right. This was the heart of the idea of the UPP, and this is being broken.
And it's being broken everywhere, Ramos says. In favelas across Rio, the drug gangs are getting more brazen about reclaiming their territory, and it's all happening right before the Summer Olympics. Over the last couple of weeks, there have been shootings in a half dozen favelas across Rio, including several that were apparently pacified. Government officials insist that this city will be safe when the crowds arrive for the games in August, and Ramos and other experts believe them. In past years, Rio has enjoyed an uneasy truce between the cops and the gangsters while there's a big event on, like the Soccer World Cup 2 years ago, which saw no major security problems.
So, according to the records, we believe that we won't have this during the Olympics.
But these are extraordinary times in Brazil. Rio State is basically broke. The military police can't even keep their helicopters flying. So how emboldened the drug traffickers get in the coming months is anybody's guess. For The World, Will Carlos, Rio de Janeiro.